Welcome to the Daily Word from the Fountain, heard weekdays at 4 p.m. on Life Radio WIFI. Stay tuned for today's encouraging and inspirational message.
See, when, let me tell you, there was no more fear, they pursued the enemy, and David was leading the charge. What made the change? I'll tell you what made the change. They saw what David did to Goliath. And when you face fear and you feel like cowering into your closet and covering up your head with the covers and staying in all day, you need to look at what your champion did. I said, you need to look at what your champion did. David killed Goliath, but our Jesus took down sin, death, and the grave. Somebody give him a shout. What do you do? Really, look up here. What do you do when fear sets in with a permanency and you're having a panic attack? Look at the cross. Calm down. What gave those Israelites hiding out in their tent this kind of boldness and courage? They saw what their victor David did. What will give you courage in the face of fear? Look at what Jesus did. Jesus is my better David. Jesus is the greater David. And when fear comes against you, just like it came against the Israelites, when they saw what their champion David did, they charged after the enemy. When fear comes against you, turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. Look at the cross. When you deal with fear, look at the empty grave. Look at your victor. Look at your champion. Jesus Christ, our living hope. The giant of fear will fall. You'll be free through your faith and confidence in the one who nailed your fear to the cross. Not one child of God in this building ought to ever succumb to fear. And if you do, you've taken your eyes off your victor. When I look at what Jesus did and that he defeated death and hell and sin in the grave on the cross, and on the third day he rose again. Listen. If Jesus could rise from the dead, that takes the word impossible out of your vocabulary. When I'm facing fear or any other struggle in my life, watch this, almost done. Look at the cross. What caused this bold, brave courage to rise up in these scared Israelites was they saw what David did on the side of a hill. And what will cause you to rise up in the face of fear is to look what Jesus did on the side of Golgotha's hill. He took sin and death in the grave. Amen. 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 It's kind of like, you know, any sports fans in the room, raise your hand. Woo! How many Eagles fans in the room? Yeah, not as many at 9 o'clock. Now, Johnny's a Pittsburgh Steelers fan. Security? But you know how when your team, your favorite team, is playing another team and their star player goes down? What happens? You think, we got a better chance now. When Ben Roethlisberger wasn't playing for the Steelers, everybody goes, we got us a better chance now. You start walking around putting money on your team. Don't do that. I'm just saying, you know, other people, you know, worldly, you don't. Ben's gone down, boy. Ben's broken. We got a better chance. You see, just like in football or basketball, when the star player on the other team goes down, your courage rises up. Well, I want to tell you that the star of hell, the devil himself, Satan, has went down, and we are victorious. Come on and give the Lord a clap. Now that the devil is defeated, I can say, yeah, I got a better chance now. He's gone down, and we're going to win this fight. Come on, somebody. Goliath is dead. So those Israelites, not only did they look at the cross, they began to move forward in David's victory. They were following, my God, look at this. They chased them all the way down to Gath. They went from a victim mentality to a victor's mentality. What took them from a victim mentality, hiding out in their little tent, scared to death? What took them from this victim mentality to a victor's mentality? Here it is. They saw what their victor David did to the enemy. What will take you from victim mentality to a victor's mentality? Look at the cross of Jesus and look at the empty grave, and you will have courage and boldness rise up on the inside of you, knowing that if he could take down sin and death, fear is small stuff. They chased him all the way back to Gath, even to Ekron. Lean in. Ekron means to root up. And I didn't realize this, but Pastor Matt shared this with me in the middle of the service. So when you come to 11, I fix everything that's broken from the 9. No, nothing was broken, but I'm going to add this. And Pastor Matt said Ekron means to root up. But the Israelites chased them back to Gath, but they stopped and didn't go into Ekron. Because David, Jesus is a better David. And David couldn't uproot. Jesus could uproot. Did you get it? They chased them all the way back to Gath, to Ekron, and they stopped at Ekron because every type in the Bible breaks down. And David, a picture of Jesus, goes all the way to Gath, but they stop at Ekron. I say Jesus is a better David because he uprooted the power of sin and death and destroyed it forever. So then, today, the Israelites, what did they do? Stand up, Reuben. Stand up, Reuben. And be David. I know. Okay, you be David. Okay. All right. So give me 3 or 4 volunteers. Come on, well. Come on, sweetie. You're not gonna be asked to do anything or public speak. Okay. Come on, honey. Come on, give me 2 more. Okay, we're the Israelites, okay? Help the bald white preacher out. Thank you, girl. All right. Do I have another Israelite that's bold now? Come on, you're in the front row. It's a dangerous place to sit. All right. Y'all see how brave the women are? Give the ladies some love up here. See, you have giants tormenting you. You've had them tormenting you. I've had them tormenting me. Okay, but we can't defeat the enemy on our own. See, we gotta move in David's victory. David was leading the charge, and he led it in the name of the Lord. What made these Israelites so brave? What made them so courageous? What made them so successful to chase the enemy all the way back to Gath? They were moving in David's victory. Come on. I said they were moving in David's victory. Not their victory. In David's victory. In David's victory. All right. Now, just so you don't get too proud, Matt, you be Jesus. Because if I make Reuben, David, and Jesus, he's going to want my job. Yeah, dude, you're so cool. Now, they were courageous because they were moving in David's victory. You with me, everybody? They were following David. Today, Jesus is a better David. What makes us victorious? Go ahead. We're moving in Jesus' victory. We're moving in Jesus. Come on, somebody! Come on, give God a praise. Come on, turn around. Let's follow you again. I'm moving in his victory. Oh, come on, bro. Come on, come on. You might as well get on your feet and give the Lord some praise today, everybody. We're moving in his victory, his victory, his triumph, his glory. Give God a praise, everybody. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Amen. Remain standing. The band is coming out. Hold on. Could I ask you a question? What are you doing living scared? Goliath is dead. Satan's been defeated. And I want everybody in the room today to know there will be times in your life when God will call you to step up and do something. Some of you, he's already tapped on the shoulder and said, you ought to be baptized next week because you're stuck in a place you were only meant to pass through. Fear's a thief. Fear's a liar. And it's a paralyzer. But Goliath is dead. And we're full of courage now. They saw David kill Goliath. We look at the cross and we see Jesus destroy Satan. My God, my God, my God. I might listen to this again myself. The giant has been slain. And there'll be times in every one of your lives, God's got an assignment for you. Please do not think God saved you just to spare you from hell. He's got an assignment for you. He's got a purpose for you. He's got a destiny for you. And it's more than just 90 minutes on Sunday. My Jesus, some calling on your life to lead, to serve. I don't know what it is. What will you do when fear stares you down and you see the battle ahead of you and everything wants to go into hiding? What do you do when the voices in your head tell you you can't do it? What do you do when everything in your past says you'll screw it up again? What do you do when failure seems like the only guarantee? I'll tell you what you do. You look at the cross and you just start moving. Not in your victory. You're moving in his victory because Romans chapter 8 says we are more than conquerors. Say amen out loud to that. Say we are more than conquerors through him who loved us and gave his life for us. The giant has been slain. Every work of darkness has been slain. Fear has been slain. Go after your calling. Go after your assignment. Go after your God-given destiny and his glory and his fame will rise and people will know there's a God in Israel. The battle is not yours. It is the Lord's. He has won. He has won. And I'm moving, Larry. I'm moving in his victory. Failure is not on the radar screen. I'm moving in his victory. I'm going to ask David to sing a song you might have heard on K-Love, just a little bit of fear is a liar. But here's what Isaiah said. So do not fear. Here's what Isaiah said. Fear not, for I am with you. I want you to read it with me, everybody. Come on, read it out loud. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. I want you to hear him sing this, and maybe I should have let you be seated. Whether you want to stand or sit, what I want you to do right now is just take a moment. It's just 12:30. We're going to close in a moment. I want you to reflect on the message. I sometimes I miss it at this part. We just preach, sing, pray, and go home. We got to pause for a minute. In fact, you know what I'm asking you to do? I'm going to ask you to sit down. Because your feet get tired and you get distracted and you say, I wish you'd let me sit down. And sometimes I get stuck in that rut and preach too long and then we run out of time. And what I want us to do for just a minute while he sings this song called Fear is a Liar, I want us, and then he's going to close it out with a Jesus Christ, our living hope. I want us all just to reflect right now. And if you're here today and you've never put your faith in this David, this Jesus, you've been beat, let the snot beat out of you all your life. If you just put your faith in Jesus Christ, your living hope today, he'll save you in a supernatural second. And I want everybody in the room just to take a moment while he sings, fear is a liar, a thief, a paralyzer. I want you to, if you've been struggling with fear, I want you to look at the cross. And when you move up out of here today, I want you to move forward in his victory. Just take a moment and reflect on the word of the Lord.
We hope you enjoyed the Daily Word from the Fountain. The Fountain of Life is located at 2035 Columbus Road in Burlington, New Jersey. Pastor Russ would love to meet you this Sunday at either of our 9 or 11 a.m. services. For directions or more information, please feel free to contact us by calling 609-499-2131. or visit our website at flcnj.org. On behalf of Pastor Russ, thanks for listening to today's message on Life Radio WIFI, your inspiration station.